السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Request one and all to come forward. The brothers that are in the back, the brothers come forward, especially the parents of those who are completing the satiza of the madrasa. And obviously the students are here on the left hand side. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. We say أهلاً وسهلاً ومرحبا to one and all who have taken out their valuable time to come and join us on this joyous and wonderful occasion. This time of the year, towards the end of the year, many are involved in different types of festivities. We say Alhamdulillah that just this weekend, there's already, I think, so about four different jalsas that had taken place on the completion of the Qur'an Majid. We are so blessed in this country, Alhamdulillah, night after night, week after week. Towards the end of the year now, there is completion after completion. And these different completions of the Qur'an Majid are an opportunity for us to take from the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an opportunity for us to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an opportunity for us to make tawbah and to ask Allah ta'ala for forgiveness. We never know, there is one person in the congregation who is sitting with such a pure heart, with so much of ikhlas, as a result of which our du'as are also accepted. And within this congregation we have four youngsters who are in the prime of their youth. They are at that time where everything around them is calling them to everything else besides the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these four youngsters are what we call the, inshallah, will be a means of all of us, inshallah, our du'as being accepted. Now, we're all waiting for Hazrat Maulana, inshallah, to come in the front. But before, normally before the main event, even wherever we go, we need to prepare the field a little bit. We need to have starters. We need to have a little bit of preparation of the field. So inshallah today, the students have heard enough nasiha from their asatiza. Alhamdulillah, asatiza have given them nasiha upon nasiha. Inshallah today we'll mention just a few ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the virtues of the Qur'an Majid. And wherever we sit, we should sit with three intentions. One is obviously with the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But let us sit with the intention of learning, ilm. Thereafter, the intention of amal, practicing upon what we are going to hear. And also with the intention of increasing our yaqeen and conviction in the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These three things are very important. There should be no gap between ilm and amal. Whatever we hear, immediately we should make a firm intention that as soon as the program is over, I'm going to put it into practice. And not only that, we should also have that intention that whatever I hear, there is no doubt in its authenticity. It's 100% true. It is from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is from the Qur'an Majid. The first verse you will mention is a narration of Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu ta'ala an. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ. That the best of you are those who teach the Qur'an Majid, learn the Qur'an Majid, wa'allama, and teach it. In another narration it comes, khiyarukum man qara'a al-Qur'ana wa aqra'a. In Ibn Majah this narration comes, that the best of you are those who read the Qur'an and teach others to read it. The first narration is narrated by Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala, that the best of you are those who learn the Qur'an and teach it to others. The second narration is narrated by Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala. Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala was known for what? His tilawat of the Qur'an Majid. But he is narrating about learning the Qur'an, meaning the meaning of the Qur'an and teaching the meaning of the Qur'an to others. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala was known for what? Deriving juristic principles from the Qur'an. But he is narrating what?
that you read the Quran and you teach others to read it. The Sahaba had this zeal and enthusiasm for amal. So they knew they were carrying out one thing, they were narrating another hadith of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they can also carry out that action as well. So let us think about this. Imam Nawawi Rahmatullah Ali mentions that from these two ahadith, a person who does not put the pursuit of the Quran and the pursuit of the knowledge of the Quran at the forefront of all pursuits, this person is a foolish person. And our four youngsters here who have completed, this is what they're doing. Day and night, they've been learning the Quran and Majid, tiring themselves out with the word of the Quran and Majid, with the recitation of the Quran and Majid. They've put that at the forefront of whatever they want. Whatever, they have so many different goals in life. They forgot about all that for so many years. They put this, I want to complete the Quran and Majid. So let us remember this hadith. The next hadith we can take lesson from من قرأ حرفا من كتاب الله فله حسنة. That person who reads one word from the Quran Majid, one word. Now remember these ahadith, nowhere in these ahadith it is mentioned that a hafiz of the Quran who reads gets 10 hasana. That the best of you are those who is a hafiz who teaches the Quran and learns the Quran, or who reads the Quran and teaches others to read it. It is general. No gender specification, no mention of a person being an alim. For all of us, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the deen is not only for those specific people who are interested in practicing upon, for every single Muslim. So, man qara'a harfan min kitabillah falahu hasana. Wal hasanatu bi ashri amthaliha. And a good deed can be increased tenfold. And we know the hadith, la aqulu alif lam mim harf. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I'm not saying that alif lam mim together is one word. Rather, alifun harfun, walamun harfun, wamimun harfun. Alif lam mim itself, if I have to ask anyone in the crowd, how many rewards is there? Who can give the answer? Pasa? 90 rewards. What we think is 30 rewards. Alif, lam, and mim, it's 90 rewards. Why? Alif is written with alif, lam, and fa. Lam is written with lam, alif, mim. Mim is written with mim, ya, and mim. It's 90 rewards, not 30 rewards. Now these huffaz, who completed the whole Quran, how many of us know how many words in the Quran Majid? How many letters in the Quran Majid? I was doing maths, a little bit of maths last night. So, 327,792 letters in the Quran Majid. So a person who reads one Quran, one time, every page one time, one Quran, he attains 3,277,920 rewards. But these hufaz, let's just say, they read each page 10 times. Obviously they read it more than that. But they read it 10 times. So what is that level gone to? 32,779,200 rewards. That is 10 times. Many of them have read the Quran, and definitely they read the Quran much more than that. I send back some of the boys 10 times first, once over. So, how many times they must have read the Quran in Majid? Can we just imagine? And then the next hadith, and inshallah we will then call upon Maulana inshallah. The next hadith, let us keep it. This is yaqeen. We have yaqeen and conviction in the words of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They have attained this. The next hadith, how the ahadith join together. Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, يقول الله تبارك وتعالى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said الله سبحانه وتعالى said من شغله القرآن عن ذكري ومسألتي أعطيته أفضل ما أعطي السائلين. That person who, because of his continuous connection with the Quran, he has no time for extra dua, no time for extra dhikr, no time to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu, no time to read, he's just reading Quran the whole day. Then this person I will give him better than those who even ask. Now which of us can say that within the last year, we have one boy that completed Hifz in 10 months. Within the last year, we attained this 10 khatams of the Quran. 32 million rewards. He's attained, Allah Ta'ala, the hadith is there in front of us. The mana of the hadith, he's been given better than what all of us have even asked for. So this is something we should keep, these three ahadith. The best are those who learn and teach, read and teach others to read. Keep every letter that we read. Remember, keep it in front of us. Allah Ta'ala has given me 10 rewards, 10 rewards, 10 rewards. And then obviously, Spend time with the Quran. Allah Ta'ala will give you whatever your heart wishes. And this is a tried and tested principle of the ahadith of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Spend time with the Quran, you get everything. Inshallah, now we've prepared the fiyas, inshallah, that injection of the spirituality, inshallah. We call upon Mawlana Muhammad Amir, inshallah, to come in, give us that injection.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathira. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ وعن عبد الله بن عمرو رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يقال لصاحب القرآن اقرأ وارتق ورتل كما كنت ترتل في الدنيا فإن منزلك عند آخر آية تقرأها أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي.
Most respected علماء الكرام, my respected elders and dear brothers, Alhamdulillah, with the grace and fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Mufti Ahmad Patel Sahib has introduced the program, that this is a Hifzul Quran Jalsa of the Madrasa Taqwa, the Taqwa Institute and Academy. And today, Alhamdulillah, we are present in this gathering, in this auspicious and august gathering.
Vehicle is blocking. BL36JTZN. BL36JTZN.
We are seated in this Mubarak gathering, which is a gathering of the Khatmul Quran of these Huffaz, and it is in honor of these young Huffaz that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed their hearts to be the bearers and the carriers of this Quran al-Kareem. So we give Mubarak Badi to these students, to these learners, their parents, their asatiza, and the institute, the principal of the institute, Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Desai Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept these students. May Allah Ta'ala cause this institution to progress and to flourish. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this gathering of ours and make it a means of our islah, our reformation, our betterment, our improvement. And may Allah make it a means of our salvation on the day of Qiyamah. As Mufti Sahib has mentioned, that it is an opportunity and an occasion for the acceptance of du'as. And if we sit with this one intention alone, that inshallah our du'as in this Mubarak gathering will be accepted, then that in itself will be a great bounty and benefit for us. It will be a great ni'mat of Allah tabarakhu wa ta'ala upon us. My respected elders and dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran al-Kareem speaks about the Quran Sharif as a shifa, as a rahmah. And Allah says that this noble Quran is such that it is something that we should rejoice over. قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُ. That this Quran al-Kareem is the grace, the mercy, the fadl of Allah. It is the greatest treasure that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has blessed us with. فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُ. And therefore the believers, should use this opportunity to rejoice over the Quran al-Kareem. And this is the beauty and the spirit of our deen and Islam, that when the opportunity arises to rejoice, to acknowledge, and to give recognition, then we express our happiness. We rejoice over what Allah Ta'ala has given us to rejoice over. And how do we rejoice? How do we acknowledge? The believers rejoice and acknowledge and express their happiness by glorifying Allah, by expressing their gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and by acknowledging the achievement and the accomplishment of those who have achieved what they have achieved. قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. Allah uses the word farah. Farah means to rejoice, to celebrate. And as believers, and this is the beauty of our deen, that Islam, the spirit of Islam, is that there is always a balance in everything we do. On the occasions of happiness, we express our happiness and we rejoice. And at the time when we have to make effort and work and be serious, then we are serious. And at the time of grief, or at the time when a person commits a wrongdoing or a sin, then at that time he is serious, he is worried, he is repentant. This is the balance that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given us in this Deenul Islam. On the other hand, we rejoice for good reason. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has also informed us on those things that we should not rejoice over, those things that displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in Surah Al-Qasas regarding Qarun, Allah speaks about this, that la tafrah, don't rejoice over the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't rejoice over things that are not to be celebrated and rejoiced over. La tafrah, inna Allah la yuhibbul farihin. Allah does not love those who rejoice over those things that earn the anger and the wrath of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And what is that? That is when a person rejoices over material achievement, over worldly gain. He becomes boastful, he becomes arrogant, he begins to harbor pride because of some material worldly gain or worldly achievement. So Allah Ta'ala says, as far as that is concerned, that is not something to rejoice. That's not something to celebrate. La tafrah. So alhamdulillah, we are here to acknowledge, to recognize, and to rejoice the accomplishment. And what type of an accomplishment is this? The Quran al-Kareem is the greatest treasure that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has bestowed upon the believers. The existence of the universe is premised upon the Quran al-Kareem. A beautiful example was given by Hazrat Mawlana Mazhar Sahib, Hafizahullah Ta'ala, on one occasion when he traveled to South Africa. He was talking about the existence of the universe, and the universe being in existence because of the name of Allah, because of the Quran al-Kareem being recited. He gave an example of an event. When an event takes place, then all the amenities for that event are put together. The different aspects of that event, be it the stage, be it the tent, be it the lighting, be it every aspect of that particular event, comes into existence. It takes form and shape. And when that event is over, the next day when you go there, there's a dismantling process. Everything is brought down and everything is taken away. Why? Because the purpose of that event is now completed, it's finished, it's over. So there's no purpose or there's no objectivity in having all the amenities there. So in the very same manner, this universe, this kainat, when its objective and its purpose is over, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will just bring this whole universe crashing down. And what is the purpose and objective? The reciter of the kalima la ilaha illallah. لا تقوم الساعة حتى يقول في الأرض الله الله حتى يقول في الأرض الله الله. This universe will not be brought to an end by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as long as there is a person, one person also, who is taking the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So the hearts of these young learners have become the reciprocal of the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my dear friends, let's think about it. Who is the king of all the huffaz? Who is the master of the huffaz? Who is the greatest hafiz of the Quran al-Kareem? None other than our beloved Habib Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Can you see the nisbat? Who is the heart of a hafiz ultimately connected to and with? To the heart of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And as we sit here, this is a jalsa. This is the jalsa of the dunya. This is the jalsa of the world, where the hafiz will recite and he will complete his Quran in front of the asatiza, in front of his family members, in front of the malaika who are present. In some riwayat it is mentioned that 4,000 malaika and angels attend the gathering. We may be a few here, but Allah Ta'ala sends his own gathering because of the auspiciousness of this gathering. 4,000 malaika are present to witness this great accomplishment. And then there will be a jalsa in Jannah for the hafiz. And that is mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem, in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يُقَالُ لِصَاحِبِ الْقُرْآنِ, that hafiz al-Quran will be said on the day of Qiyamah, in the hereafter. اِقْرَى, like how he will be reading his sabak now. In al-akhirah, in Jannah, he will be said, will be said to him, اِقْرَى, read. And the hafiz will read in front of who? In front of the Anbiya alayhimus salam, in front of the malaika. He will be, yeah, when the hafiz reads, he is very nervous. There he will not be nervous. Because that is the akhirah, it's another world. There he will be reading with a great amount of happiness and pleasure. Why? Because, وَرَتِّلْ كَمَا كُنْتَ تُرَتِّلُ فِي الدُّنْيَا. Read how you used to read in the world, and now irtaqi. Climb. Climb the stairs of Jannah. Climb the ranks of Jannah. Your status and your maqam is going to go higher and higher. فَإِنَّ مَنْزِلَكْ, where are you going to stop? In the آخِرِ آيَةٍ تَقْرَأُهَا, the last ayah that you will stop by. مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ, that will be the high rank that Allah Ta'ala will give the Hafiz al-Quran. Today in this world, in this dunya, we understand what is ranks. And our relationship with Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and Madinatul Munawwara. In the government you have different ranks, high ranking ministers, then you get lower ranking people, you get diplomats, you get the different ranks in the king's court, you get different types of courtiers who have different stripes and different levels. Every believer's heart is connected to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to Madinatul Munawwara. But the heart of a hafiz, it has a special attachment with the heart of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, because it has got a special treasure. Understand this treasure, my dear friends. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this kainat, in this universe, the most precious thing, the most precious, today we know precious metals, diamonds, gemstones, we know the value of property, we know the value of the world and the dunya. But in this entire world, Allah has kept the most precious gem, the most precious treasure, to be the Quran al-Kareem. And of course, that which is the most precious requires the highest level of security. Today people take their treasures, their jewelry, what they have, you know, that which is their life, achievements and savings, what they do, they go and put it into the vaults. Because my dasab knows. Everything is in the vault. Right? Why? There's a vehicle. Can you remove your vehicle? ND430944. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the most precious treasure, has to be kept in a vault. And what is that vault? MashaAllah, it is the heart of the Hafiz al-Quran. The heart of the Hafiz al-Quran is the vault of the most precious treasure that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given humanity. And therefore, when these vaults, these hearts no longer exist, when there is no one to read the Quran, the world, the universe becomes empty of Ahlul Quran, of Sahibul Quran, then like how the event, they just bring everything down, كُلُّ شَيْءٍ هَالِكٌ إِلَّا وَجَّهِ. It will just be destroyed. Only the countenance, the noble countenance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will remain. So mashallah, this is a beautiful event of rejoicement, of acknowledgement, of recognition, of thanksgiving to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And everyone here today is part of this auspicious gathering and opportunity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant it qubuliyat. May Allah accept these students. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept the asatiza, the institution. And may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make it a means of our najat and the salvation on the day of qiyamah. My dear friends, this Quran al-Kareem is the property of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It is the treasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the kalamullah. And Allah has chosen servants for the defense and for the hifazat and the preservation of the Quran al-Kareem. When we look into history, we find great scholars of Islam, great ulama of Islam, they gave great sacrifices for the preservation and the defense of Quran al-Kareem. One example is the example of the great Imam, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahumullah ta'ala. It is a famous historical narrative that he underwent great persecution and torture for the Quran al-Kareem. The leaders of that time, the Abbasid Khilafat, they took a certain position on the Quran al-Kareem, and they did not believe that the Quran al-Kareem was the word of Allah. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala alayhi, as a jurist of the time, he stood very firm on the fact that the Quran al-Kareem is the word of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He opposed the leaders. He opposed the Khalifate of that time. This happened around the 3rd century of Islam, around 220, 220, 230 Hijri. And for this he was persecuted, he was punished, he was imprisoned. And what did he say to his persecutors? He said to them that بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ الْجَنَائِزِ. We will see who is right. How we will know who is right? My janaza. My janaza will say who is right between me and between you, O leaders. And Allahu Akbar, it is written in the historical narratives that the greatest janaza that was seen in the Arabian Peninsula, if not the entire world at that time, we are talking about the 3rd century of Islam, the largest janaza, the greatest janaza, was the janaza of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala alayhi, where almost 1 million people attended that janaza. That time it wasn't travel by road, the cars and planes and all of that. But for 1 million people to gather for a janaza in that zamana, Allahu Akbar. And it is mentioned on the day of his demise, 20,000 Jews and Christians accepted Islam. Now if that is not a miracle of the Quran manifested through the great servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the preservation of this Quran al-Kareem is also something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown the world. The more older people in the congregation will know that during the rule of the Soviet Union, the communist rule of the Soviet Union, they had banned religion. There was no concept of religion, of God. Every religion had to be completely effaced. They took away and confiscated all the Quran Sharifs. Ulama were persecuted and tortured and murdered, made shaheed. And all the masajid were closed and locked and destroyed. And people were not allowed to practice upon Islam. And the Quran was completely banned. Allahu Akbar, miracle of the Quran al-Kareem. How did the people of the Soviet Union preserve the Quran? They went away underground into the basements. On the surface, they made the houses and the places look like places like bars. You know, you get the drinking bars, you get the clubs and all of that. They made the outside, they camouflaged it. And they put the wine bottles outside to make a facade. But underground, inside, Quran al-Kareem was being taught. It is mentioned about one particular family, and there were spies all over. People were spying. If they just came to know that somebody is reading Quran, somebody is learning Quran, they will spy the family out. And then they will come, imprison the whole family, or they will murder them. So there's one particular incident that the ustad, the father, was a alim, was a sheikh. He taught his student and his son the entire Quran al-Kareem as Hafizul Quran. How? They used to wake up in the middle of the night when everyone was asleep, when maybe the spies were also sleeping. And the father used to whisper the ayat of the Quran into the ears of this young child. Verse by verse, ayah by ayah, he taught this young student the Quran, and Hifzul Quran was completed in this manner. Can we imagine what sacrifices, what lengths people went through to preserve the Quran al-Kareem? So today, alhamdulillah, as Maulana Mufti Sahib mentioned, that we have institutes, we have madaris, we have structures. Allah has made it very easy for us to learn the Quran, to preserve the Quran, and to propagate the Quran al-Kareem. So every ni'mat, every bounty of Allah Ta'ala, this is the greatest ni'mat, this is the greatest treasure of Allah Ta'ala. Every ni'mat has got a responsibility. With each privilege, there comes a responsibility. Quran al-Kareem has got five primary rights over each and every one of us. And I'm just mentioning this so that all of us, we will be able to appreciate the Quran al-Kareem and how, what responsibility the Quran, we have towards the Quran al-Kareem. They mention that the first aspect is that we should have the correct aqidah and belief. Everything that we do is premised on aqidah and belief. We must have the correct belief in the Quran al-Kareem. That every word, every half, every nukta, every fatha, every kasra, every aspect of the Quran al-Kareem from beginning to end is haqq, is the truth. And there's absolutely no doubt. And if there's any doubt, then the doubt is from us and from shaitan, but we do not doubt the Quran al-Kareem. So the proper aqidah and the belief as far as the Quran al-Kareem is essential for us to believe, to benefit from the hidayah and from the guidance of the Quran al-Kareem. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the correct belief in the Quran. The second aspect that is mentioned as far as our responsibility towards the Quran al-Kareem is the aspect of adab and respect. That the Quran al-Kareem must be something that is revered, it is respected, it is cherished, it is adored. It is mentioned about Hazrat Masihul Ummat, Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayhi, that he had such an affinity for the Quran al-Kareem, that whenever he used to recite the Quran al-Kareem, he used to take the Mus'haf, the Quran al-Kareem, with great love and reverence. He used to place it on his heart, close to his heart. When we look at the Quran al-Kareem, my dear friends, let us ask ourselves the question, that what happens to us? When we see someone, one of our friends, somebody who we like, someone who we enjoy their company, what happens to our heart? We start getting happy. excitement brings up. Quran al-Kareem, greatest friend, the most loyal companion. So when we look at the Quran, when we see the Mus'haf, we must ask ourselves that what happens in our heart? What movement takes place? So these great people, they had great feeling. Hazrat used to take the Quran al-Kareem, place it on his heart. He used to take the Quran al-Kareem and he used to place it on his eyes. He used to take the Quran al-Kareem, place it on his head, on his lips. And then he had a special type of a pillow. He had a special, like a rumal, very beautiful, scented pillow and a rumal, a shawl, where he used to place the Quran al-Kareem and he used to recite the Quran. And Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to say, ke Quran al-Kareem jab parha karo, to walwala aajai. Walwala means a person must get a sense of great, deep pleasure. You know, in English they say you must have some type of ecstasy, khushi, happiness. Walwala aajai. A person must have a deep affinity and feeling. So therefore, the respect of the Quran al-Kareem, the reverence of the Quran al-Kareem, is something that is a right of the Quran al-Kareem. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true respect. And the respect of the Quran al-Kareem is not limited only to respecting it physically, but we respect everything that is associated with the Quran. The desk that we read the Quran upon, the ustad that teaches us the Quran, respect and reverence, muhabbat for the ustad. The institution that we are studying in, that we studied in, we have adab and respect for the institution. And everything that is associated with the Quran al-Kareem, we have deep respect and reverence for it. The third aspect that is mentioned as far as our responsibility towards the Quran al-Kareem is the recitation and the tilawat of Quran. That now that a person has got the right belief, and he's got adab and reverence and muhabbat and love for the Quran al-Kareem in his heart, now that leads a person to want to open the Quran, to read the Quran, to experience the Quran, to live the Quran as an experience, to feel the Quran. That this which I love so much, I revere so much, let me live it, let me feel it, let me experience it. And this is the tilawa. How do we experience the Quran al-Kareem? Through its recitation. Allahu Akbar. And when we go into history, we look at Fazail-e Amal, as a Shaykhul Hadith Ma'a Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayhi has mentioned, that great Sahaba used to read the Quran al-Kareem in one night. It is mentioned about one Sahabi, radiallahu anhu, that he read the Quran in two rakats of Nafil Salah in the Ka'batullah, in the Ka'bah Sharif. And Imam Nawawi Rahmatullah Alayhi has mentioned that he has recorded the most amount of times that the Quran was read in one day and one night is 8 times. Now we may ask the question, possible, not possible? Barakah of Quran. Some mashayikh explained that when a person does the amal of Jannah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him the time of Jannah. So don't take 24 hours, 24/7 and divide the thing and see how many paras you can read in 1 hour and divide the hafiz will start calculating. No, 8 Qurans. No. That time is coming from the time that is unlimited. So recitation and tilawa of the Quran al-Kareem. On one occasion, as a Shaykhul Hadith, Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayhi, Thumma Rahmatullah Alayhi, was traveling with his friends on a journey of Hajj, and they were en route and they stopped in Bombay, Mumbai. They stayed there for 3 days. At the end of the 3 days, Hazrat called all his companions, his friends, and he took an account. He said, how much of Quran you read, how much of Quran you read, how much of Quran Sharif in these 3 days only. He's only asking for 3 days. What you read. So each one said, somebody said, I read 1 para, 2 para, 3 paras. So Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith said, Alhamdulillah, with the fadl of Allah, I in these 3 days have read 3 Qurans. 3 Quran Sharif. And I have conveyed the thawab to the marhum of Bombay. Look at the lessons we learn from our akabir. when we go to a town, when we're driving past a town, when we're flying past a town or country, then make isal e sawab for the marhum of that place. Hazrat Mawlana Khalilur Rahman, Sajjad Nomani, Hafizahullah, great alim of our time, of India, came to South Africa recently. Hazrat mentioned about his mother's Quran. His mother was the wife of the great alim, Mufassir of Quran, Hazrat Mawlana Manzoor Nomani, written in the tafsir of the Quran Sharif also. Says his mother's Quran Sharif, after she passed away, when they opened it, then the pages were stuck together. Allahu Akbar. He said she used to sit with the Quran Sharif open, read the Quran, and she used to cry and weep, and cry and weep, and the tears used to fall on the pages. And those pages now became stuck together because of her Mubarak tears. So this is what the tilawa of the Quran invokes in a person, my dear friends. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us reciters of the Quran, true readers of the Quran al-Kareem. And really, really, when a person gets the chaska, you know, in Urdu there is a word chaska. Chaska means taste. You can't explain it in English. Chaska means a feeling, an enjoyment, a form of pleasure, relish. Then, after that, no time is time, and there's no limit. Then there's no limit. A person will read and read and read, and he will want to read more. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from among those who, like the Baytullah, Haramain Sharifain, person went one time, two times, three times in his life, say, no, now you went enough times, why you want to go again? No. The more a person goes, the more a person wants to go. Why? Because of the muhabbat of Haramain Sharifain. Because of the magnetic pull of the Haramain Sharifain. So Quran al-Kareem has got the very same effect, if not greater. Because what is greater? Kaabatullah or Kitabullah? What is greater? See? Kitabullah. Ulama have written that there is more virtue in looking at the Mus'haf and the Quran al-Kareem than in looking at Kaabatullah also. That's why ulama ikram used to stand in front of Kaabatullah, and they used to say, oh Allah, give us the understanding of this one verse. The whole night they used to stand, make dua, oh Allah, give me understanding of one ayah of the Quran. And if we have to talk about tilawa and continue, then the night will end, but we won't end on the subject of tilawa of Quran. Allah make us true readers, inshallah. And then when a person reads the Quran and is reading the word of Allah, then it's inevitable that what's the next responsibility? What's the next right? He wants to understand what Allah is saying. Okay, my beloved, what message is contained in the Quran? Can I be reading the letters of my beloved without understanding what is being said? I have to understand. So therefore, the understanding of Quran, my dear friends. And that is now another chapter, another ocean. It's something that is wara'ul wara, beyond anything that we can think of and imagine. Let us take one ayah of the Quran a day and understand at least the translation, and then take the tafsir and try and read and understand. One ayah, if we make a target a day, inshallah, Allah will bless us with the understanding of Quran Sharif. Surah Al-Fatiha, my dear friends, if we go into only Surah Al-Fatiha, it is mentioned that Surah Al-Fatiha is the summary of the Quran Al-Kareem. And the Quran Al-Kareem is the commentary of Surah Al-Fatiha. There have been commentaries of the Quran Sharif that have been written, or rather of Surah Al-Fatiha alone. Voluminous tafsirs on Surah Al-Fatiha. Not the rest of the Quran we're talking about. Just on Surah Al-Fatiha. One great sheikh, he said, Jo kuch mila hai, whatever I have attained, all the good in my life, Surah Fatiha se mila hai. It is mentioned in the Hadith Sharif that a person who reads Surah Al-Fatiha, it's as though he has read the Torah, the Injil, the Zabur, and the Quran. Quran al-Kareem. And some ulama ikram have given fawaid and benefits of Surah Al-Fatiha, I'm trying to illustrate the benefit of understanding the meaning of the Quran Sharif. That Quran Al-Kareem, Surah Al-Fatiha, read it on the household items, the utensils. Blow on the food, blow on the household items. In your shop, blow on your items. In your office, blow on your devices. Allah will give barakah, Allah will give nur, Allah will give guidance in everything that we do. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding of Quran Al-Kareem. And fifthly, thereafter, a person becomes a practical namuna, a practical walking Quran Sharif. Practices on the Quran, a person propagates the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us these five aspects. I will conclude on giving two or three short nasiha to the Hufaz al-Ikram from a very great alim of Quran al-Kareem, a very great qari of the Quran al-Kareem. You may have heard his name. If you did not, then you hear his name and say, Rahimahumullah. Qari Fatah Muhammad Panipati, Rahimahumullah. He was the ustad of the Qurra. He was an allama of qiraat, of the science of qiraat. Great ulama, all our asatiza, many of them in South Africa, their nisbat and their silsila goes up to Hazrat Qari Fatah Muhammad Panipati Rahmatullah Alayhi. Great alim. He used to give these three advices at the time of Hifzul Quran, Khatmul Quran, to the Hafizul Quran. He used to say, first, number one, very important, if you want to preserve the Quran and you want to fulfill the right of the Quran, then perform every salah of yours from now till the end of your life with Jamaat, punctually 5 times a day. Number two, read your portion of Dhuhr and the portion that has been allocated to you by your ustad every day with diligence. Don't miss it. And number three, make adab of the Quran, respect the Quran, respect your ustad, respect the institution, and respect everything and everyone that is associated with the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will preserve the Quran in your heart. Let us conclude with the dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wa sallam for the Quran. Let us all try to learn this dua. If we don't know the dua, then get it from some book or from the net or from our imam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us a beautiful dua as far as the Quran al-Kareem is concerned. Allahumma ajalil Quran al-azim rabi'a qalbi. Oh Allah, make the Quran al-Kareem the spring of my heart. Do we know what is spring? What happens in spring? Everything begins to blossom, fresh, fragrant. O Allah, Quran al-Kareem must be the spring of my heart. Wa nura sadri, and make it the illumination and the light of my chest. Wa jalaa huzni, and O Allah, make it the reliever of all my distress and anxiety. Wa dhahaba hammi, and through the Quran, let all my worries and my problems disappear. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the benefit of this dua. May Allah tabarakhu wa ta'ala grant us the haqiqat of this dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who fulfill the huquq of the Quran al-Kareem as we have discussed today. And may Allah tabarakhu wa ta'ala accept this program, accept the asatiza, accept the huffaz al-kiram who are completing today, their parents. It is a great acknowledgement and recognition of the parents. In this hadith sharif that we have discussed, I'm not sure if Mufti Sahib mentioned it in the introduction, but it is mentioned that the parent of the Hafiz will be given a crown that is more brighter than the sun when it is in our home. If you have to look at the science of the sun, it is about 90 million miles away from the earth. And if the sun is brought a few inches closer to earth, everything will burn. And if it is taken a few inches away, then everything will freeze. Now that sun, which we cannot look at it directly with our eyes, if it's brought into our homes, what will be the light? The crown on the head of the parent of the Hafiz is brighter than that sun. So the commentators mention here that if that is the reward of the parents, what will be the reward of the Hafiz? And the reward of the Hafiz has not been explicitly mentioned in the Hadith Sharif, in this particular Hadith Sharif. So that is something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant the Hafiz. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us qubuliyat and acceptance. Wa sallallahumma wa sallama ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi ajma'in.
Jazakumullah khairan to the Mawlana for those sterling advices. Mawlana mentioned that hadith where Mawlana ended off with regards to the reward of a hafiz not being explicitly mentioned. But just to expound on that, that within that hadith, as an advice to our completing huffaz and for every single hafiz, the hadith ends off by saying, فَمَا ظَنُّكُمْ بِالَّذِي عَمِلَ بِهَذَا. What do you think about that person who makes amal on the Qur'an? A hafiz is a complete human being. He has to be a complete human being. He doesn't have an option. That amal has to be in the life of a hafiz. Salah with jama'ah has to be in the life of a hafiz. Every single aspect in effort to stay away from guna. We mentioned that we will mention a few virtues of the Quran and we have a few minutes. So to continue with regards to that, one is that amal has to be there in the life of a hafiz. In order for him to attain that reward, his parents will attain it and have attained it inshallah. But the hafiz, his reward is only if he makes amal on the injunctions of the Quran. Just merely reciting the Quran while not following its injunctions is something that we do not know if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might give this hafiz the reward or not. Now we've got the starters, then we got the main meal. Now we come into the dessert. The dessert is generally the most important part of the meal. It leaves that lingering taste. So now inshallah we will have the huffaz who will come up and they will complete. But just before that, let them just think about one hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, narrated by Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu ta'ala an, من قرأ القرآن فقد استجرج النبوة بين جنبيه. That person who reads the Quran Majid, it is as if he has gathered all the knowledge of Nubuwah within his chest. غير أنه لا يوحى عليه. Except that no revelation has come. After Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's no Nabi. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last and final Nabi. In the next part of the hadith, لا ينبغي لصاحب القرآن. It is not appropriate for the person of the Quran Majid, أي يجد مع جد, that he does not become angry. That's general translation, meaning someone who angers him, he holds himself back. وَيُجْهَلْ مَعَ جَهْلٍ, and he does not become and show ignorance with those who are ignorant. Throughout the life, they're going to go on the musalla, many are going to criticize. There's going to be times in their life where they're going to go through different challenges. Remember, you are a hafiz of the Quran. Remember this hadith. Control your emotions. Show your character must be what is shining. This person must look at you and say, this is a walking Quran. He's making amal on the Quran. خُلُقُهُ al-Quran, like Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in another hadith in Bayhaqi mentions, أَشْرَفُ أُمَّتِي حَمَلَةَ الْقُرْآنِ وَأَصْحَابُ اللَّيْلِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, the most honored of my ummah are those who carry the Quran within their hearts. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam joined this hadith with what? أَصْحَابُ اللَّيْلِ. Generally what we say, أَصْحَابُ اللَّيْلِ, people of tahajjud, but and the students would know what I'm getting to. The Ashabul Layl refers to what? Performance of which two salahs with jama'ah? For us, Isha and Fajr must be read with jama'ah. No compromise. They know generally the Hifz class. On Saturday morning, if I come to the Hifz class, we ask who read. If you never read Fajr in jama'ah, you stand up for the whole time. Generally, they stand up for that time. It must become part of the amal. That Fajr and Isha, and the parents as well, that push must be there. The parents must push them to come to the Fajr, masjid for Fajr Salah. In the front surf, it must only be the Huffaz. When you walk into the masjid, we must see the Huffaz. We must see the Ulama. We know every second house has a Hafiz. How many of these Huffaz are reading Fajr Namaz with Jama'ah? Every second, third house here in South Africa has an Alim. How many are reading Fajr with Jama'ah? It is such a sad situation. And this is something which I don't pull punches with regards to. We should be very particular about this as parents. And as a satiza as well, those of us who have classes and his classes, ensure that child, make an all out effort, phone the parents, if you stay close by, pick up the child for Fajr as well. Ensure the child is there for Fajr with Takbir-e-Ula. And the last hadith before we call up the children,
In Daylami, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's a narration from Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala, أَقْرَأُ الْقُرْآنَ مَا نَهَاكَ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَنْهَكْ فَلَسْتَ تَقْرَأُ. That read the Qur'an Majeed till it stops you from doing guna. If the Qur'an Majeed doesn't stop you from doing guna, it is as if you have not read the Qur'an Majeed. So these advices, the character, the recitation of Qur'an, coupled with Jama'ah of Fajr and Isha and Ashabul Layl, is obviously Tahajjud Salah. Each of us should make the effort to perform Tahajjud Salah. And then, the staying away from guna and sin. And let us, each of the Hafiz, generally they have close friends. Keep a check on your friends. That listen, this person is involved in this guna, in this sin. Let me speak to him. Discuss with him. That listen, how can I stop him from doing this? He's my close friend, my close associate, my close business partner, my musalli who comes to the masjid. Make an all-out effort of making Amr bin Ma'ruf and Nahi al Munkar. That now this person, you're Hafiz of Quran. Let me see what way we can do to, pathway we can take to stop you from doing this guna and sin. Allah Ta'ala grant us Quran, grant us the ability to practice on these ahadith. Inshallah, we will call upon the students. The students will be reciting the last few pages of the last few ayat of Suratul Jathiyah, the last page of the 21st juz. Hifz is done from the last five paras of the Quran Majeed, thereafter from the beginning till the 25th. So they're going to be starting the last three verses of Suratul Jathiyah. Thereafter they will recite the last three surahs, Suratul Fatiha and Tal Ulaika ala hudam min rabbihim wa ulaika humul muflihun. The first one to complete is Hafiz Mu'ad Amir, who is the son of Hafiz Yasin Amir, our Imam in Masjid al-Salihin. Allah Ta'ala make him like his father, inshallah. He also becomes an Imam of one of the Masajid. And we also like to mention that this, he had two asatiza who he started Hifz by before coming to At-Taqwa Boys. That we inherited this student that was, mashallah, of excellent character and excellent recitation as well. Mawlana Muhammad Ishaq and Mawlana Maitar Sahab. Allah Ta'ala give them a full share as well in the completion of Hafiz Mu'az's Quran Majeed. We make dua. Hafiz Mu'az does a full year of door. At the moment he is doing three paras of Quran a day. Alhamdulillah. One of the qualities of Mu'az, mashallah, he has beautiful qualities. But he was a master in dodging the signing of his book. He would, end of the day, somehow or the other, the last 5 minutes, he won't be in his class. Go on toilet, he'll go to transport. And then next day he'll come and say, but there's no signature of the Ustad. He said, no, man, I was busy yesterday. And then mashallah, so Allah Ta'ala take him from strength to strength. So inshallah we call upon Hafiz Mu'az.
رجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقيل اليوم ننساكم كما نسيتم لقاء يومكم هذا ومأواكم النار وما لكم من ناصرين. ذلكم بأنكم اتخذتم آيات الله هزوا وغرتكم الحياة الدنيا فاليوم لا يخرجون منها ولا هم يستعتبون. فلله الحمد رب السماوات ورب الأرض رب العالمين. وله الكبرياء في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم
ما شاء الله لا تلتقيهم from strength to strength. One hadith نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned أهل القرآن عرفاء أهل الجنة the people of Quran and Majid are the leaders of the people of Jannah. We hope these Huffaz can attain that inshallah. The next Hafiz is Hafiz Zakariya Qasim. The Quran and Majid is a miracle. And the person who also memorizes the Quran and Majid is also a miracle of the Quran and Majid. This youngster started his hifz in February 2024 and completed his hifz in November 2024. If you exclude the holidays, it comes to about 6 months. He had a habit on Monday morning, he would give one para of sabak. And he would know that sabak. And this is the miracle of the Quran. Yes, great effort when he performed salah at the masjid in Glenwood, where I reside. He used to at certain times on a Sunday, from Fajr, I've seen him stay till the Maghrib salah. And we should remember that those of us who are doing hifz, that we can't run away from the effort. The effort has to be made. The ustad can only do so much. The student has to make the effort. Just one incident in. We hope this will not bring pride in him. Inshallah, we'll try and take out that pride from him later. On one occasion, Saturday morning, I was late as the ustad, so I forgot to pick him up and take him. I take him normally, I forgot. I got in a car and went to madrasa. So I thought, now he won't come, he'll come on Monday. Madrasa is 5 kilometers away from Glenwood. Half an hour later, mashallah, the boy comes to madrasa, walking. 5 kilometers he walked from the masjid. He came, he saw I wasn't there. He never told his father, no, Abba, Mawlana already left me. Can you take me to madrasa? I let his father go. His father had to go to work. He walked from the masjid. Actually, he ran. You jogged him, right? He jogged from the masjid to the madrasa. Full, came with a red face to madrasa. He was full, fully flustered. So Allah Ta'ala take him from strength to strength. The purpose, inshallah, and the goal is for him to recite the Quran and Majid in one setting. Inshallah, he can reach that goal. Just complete that now. Alhamdulillah, he does know his Quran and Majid, but we hope, inshallah, he can reach the goal we call upon Hafiz Zakariya.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقيل اليوم ننساكم كما نسيتم لقاء يومكم هذا ومأواكم النار وما لكم من ناصرين ذلكم بأنكم اتخذتم آيات الله هزوا وغرتكم الحياة الدنيا فاليوم لا يخرجون منها ولا هم يستعتبون فلله الحمد رب السماوات ورب الأرض رب العالمين وله الكبرياء في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم خير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم
ما شاء الله الله تعالى تيجي from strength to strength. Taqwa Boys Madrasa is open. If anyone wishes to complete the Quran Majid in 10 months, most welcome to enroll. Next, inshallah, we have Hafiz Mahmoud Chogli. He is the second of two brothers to complete the Hifz. So basically the father and mother have attained two crowns, alhamdulillah. The day of Qiyamah, can you imagine both crowns and how it's going to shine? Hafiz Zakaria was the effort which we said a Hafiz cannot run away from. Hafiz Mahmoud, alhamdulillah, this past Wednesday, he completed the Qur'an Majid in one sitting. He started at 6 a.m. and alhamdulillah he completed just before 6 p.m. Alhamdulillah, and the result of this is what a Hifz student needs, consistency. I cannot remember a day that Mahmoud did not get 7 out of 7 for his sabak, door, last 3 sabaks, 5 sabaks. He was very consistent with his work. What they say in Urdu, qatra qatra darya ban jata hai. And he never used to give 5 pages, 6 pages. Give 1 page of sabak. Started from a young age. 1 page of sabak he used to give every day. But every single day, 6 days a week, that sabak would come. And it would come without fail. The door would come, one para, it would come absolutely how it's supposed to come. And this is what we require, consistency. So we call upon Hafiz Mahmood, Allah Ta'ala taking from strength to strength. We hope inshallah he can keep up this one Quran a day. He can love the life of our Kabirin, like Muhammad Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayh, in the month of Ramadan, inshallah, one Quran a day, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقيل اليوم ننساكم كما نسيتم لقاء يومكم هذا لقاء يومكم هذا ومأواكم النار وما لكم من ناصرين. ذلكم بأنكم اتخذتم آيات الله هزوا وغرتكم الحياة الدنيا فاليوم لا يخرجون منها ولا هم يستعتبون. فلله الحمد رب السماوات ورب الأرض رب العالمين. وله الكبرياء في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما من شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah, let it take him from strength to strength. The next Hafiz we have, Hafiz Fawaz Fakhruddin. A lot to say about Hafiz Fawaz, alhamdulillah. He was a student from Amzinto, and we hope Qari Ismail Desai Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. We don't have hope, we have yaqeen that he will attain the full reward also and a full share in his completion of his Qur'an Majid. Hafiz Fawaz's name was put onto the poster. Now he had a few paras to finish. Now we saw the real Fawaz, mashallah. The effort came. Otherwise, you would see, come to the class, then he sat, relax, stretch his leg out, fall off to sleep, and you must tell him, Fawaz, wake up, mashallah. But then that little bit of a push, mashallah, little bit of incentive, that's what all of us require. Sometimes we need that little bit of encouragement. They can see the end in sight. And now automatically, now you see that real, each of us, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, are like minds. We have that mind. Some goodness is in the person. And it comes out. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taking from strength to strength, he has a lot of door to do. We hope inshallah he can make his Quran solid inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقيل اليوم ننساكم كما نسيتم لقاء يومكم هذا ومأواكم النار وما لكم من ناصرين. ذلكم بأنكم اتخذتم آيات الله هزوا وغرتكم الحياة الدنيا فاليوم لا يخرجون منها ولا هم يستعتبون. فلله الحمد رب السماوات ورب الأرض رب العالمين وله الكبرياء في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم
ما شاء الله Just on a side note Hafiz Abdullah Qudrat who completed last year sitting in the front here as well He had also completed, alhamdulillah, in the last week or so. Alhamdulillah, he completed the Quran in one sitting as well. Just now he tells me, Maulana forgot to mention me. Then it becomes a problem. Inshallah. We'll call upon Hazrat Maulana for the final dua, inshallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم لك الحمد كالذي تقول وخيرا مما نقول اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا ونور صدورنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا وغمومنا وسائقنا وقائدنا إلى جناتك جنات النعيم اللهم اجعل القرآن لنا في الدنيا قرينا وفي القبر مونسا وعلى الصراط نورا وفي الجنة رفيقا ومن النار سترا وحجابا اللهم آنس وحشتنا في قبورنا اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا رحم الراحمين يا الله accept this ختم القرآن يا الله these students who have completed the Quran al-Kareem bless them bless their parents bless their families bless their asatiza bless the institution with a lot of acceptance and qubuliyat Ya Allah, take the khidmat and service of deen from them. Ya Allah, make the Quran al-Kareem a source of great prosperity, barakah, hifazat, afiyat, salamati for them. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, all those who are studying in this institute and in all other institutes and madaris of this country and the world, Ya Allah, you accept all our students. Ya Allah, you bless them with lots of khair and barakah and hifaza. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, you produce more and more lanterns of the Quran al-Kareem from our institute, from our city, from our institutes and from our madaris and from our country. Ya Allah, make them the beacons of hidayat and the beacons of guidance and the beacons and the flag bearers of the Quran al-Kareem. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, you accept the devotion of the ulama and the asatiza of this institute. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, you give a lot of khair and barakat and grantor of prosperity in the life and in the health of Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Desai Sahab, Hafizahullah Ta'ala, who is the principal and the Amir of the Madrasa. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem Allah, grant us all an attachment to the Quran Al-Kareem. Ya Allah, bless us with the barakah of the Quran Al-Kareem. Ya Allah, remove all our difficulties and problems with the Quran Al-Kareem. Ya Allah, grant us peace, contentment, change, sukoon, hifazat, afiyah, barakah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our wishes and desires through the Quran Al-Kareem. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Our Muslim brothers and sisters in Philistine, in Gaza. O Kareem Allah, inna lana ikhwanan fi Philistine wa fi Gaza, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, hum makrubin wa mazlumin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they are in dire, dire difficulty and straits. O Kareem Allah, help them, Ya Allah. Allahumma aj'al lahum farajan. Allahumma aj'al lahum farajan, Ya Allah. Allahumma aftah lahum abwaab rahmatik wa nasrik, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Allahumma ansurum ala aduwika wa aduwihim. Allahumma al-alil kafa an sabilik wa yuqatiluna awliyaak. Allahumma shatit chamlahum wa mazdiq jam'ahum wa farriq bainahum wa khalib bain kalimatihim wa zalzil aqdamahum. Allahumma anzil min ba'sak alladhi la tarudduhu an al-qawm al-mujrimin. Allahumma rabbana alayka tawakkalna wa ilayka anabna wa إليك المصير. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ونعوذ بك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين.